It's showtime. Yes, men, it's showtime. A program bringing you the hit tunes from America's hit musical shows. And here again to take you on that tour along Broadway and Hollywood Boulevard is your showtime date for tonight, beautiful Marilyn Maxwell.
Thank you. Thanks so much. And hello, fellas. This is our third date. It looks like we're getting to be quite a thing. And just to make sure you're all here, I'll start calling the roll at APO 637. Monahan, Rogalski, Gregorish, Helfrich, Hill, Hall, Rakowitz, Skidmore, Poole, Zielinski, McCarg, Rush, and Sohinki. Of course, there are a lot more fellas at APO 637, but I wanted to let those particular ones know we received their swell letter and that we're not going to play their request on account of it's not from a musical show or a picture. But here's another number that I hope they'll like just as well. The title song from Strike Up the Band. Argument in 10A. Well, I can't say where, but maybe you'll recognize these nicknames. Dinger, Chick, Gig, Pollock, and Bum. Sergeant Keith Connell at APO 209 is their spokesman, and he says, the question is, how old is the song Easter Parade? We've guessed everything from 5 to 20 years, so we're going to sit by the radio until you let us know. I guess I'd better hurry up and tell them. Easter Parade was written by Irving Berlin for the review as Thousands Cheer and was produced in 1933, which would make it, let's see, quite some time ago. We've scheduled it for another program very soon, so until then, maybe we'll do. It's from the 1926 Gershwin hit, OK. As long as I'm answering letters today, I mustn't miss this one from the Subchaser boys. Winsome Donahue, Blondie Ryan, Curly Alyoto, Weasel Lindsley, Needles Mental, and Smiley Christensen. They want to hear Speak Low. We spoke low last week, fellas, and I hope you heard us. So if it's all the same to you, I'll just whisper a song from the picture Broadway Rhythm. Milkman, keep those bottles quiet.
Milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Can't use that jive on my milk diet. Jumping on the swing shift all night, turning off a quarter. Well, all right, now I'm beat right down to the sod, and I've got to dig myself some nods. Oh, milkman, keep those bottles quiet. And all the noise of the riveter, I don't mind it, cause the man with the whiskers has a lot behind it. But I can't keep punching with that victory crew when you're making me punch you with that bottle blue. I wanna give my all if I'm gonna give it. Gotta get my shot eye if I'm gonna rip it. So bail out, but with that milk garage, it's unpatriotic, it's a sabotage. Been knocking out a fat tank all day, working on a bomber. Well, okay, boy, you blast my wig with those clings, and I've got to get my body wings. Milkman, keep those bottles quiet.
Quiet! Thank you. Now it's time for another memory medley. We'll play three numbers from three different shows. If you can guess the titles of all three, you're a super colossal Broadway expert. If you can't guess a single one, then you're my pal, because I missed all three myself. Here they are.
Thank you.
many did you get? That first song was Wonderful from George Gershwin's Funny Face. The second, The Lovely from Cole Porter's Red Hot and Blue. I know Private Lynn Johnson got that one because he requested it. And the last one, The Man I Love from Gershwin's Strike Up the Band. And that means we've come to the end of another date. But here's hoping we'll be together again real soon at Showtime. Until then, here's a kiss and a hug from Marilyn Maxwell. Goodbye.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.